Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wildfowl guy. Punt, the wildfowl guy. They call him Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wildfowl guy.
They call him
Rock the Rodis.
They call him
the wildfowl guy.
They call him
punt.
Welcome to Rodis Live. I am your host, Rodis. I appreciate everyone tapping in to Season 6, Episode 4. I have a special guest by the name of Uncle Dolomite today. The message is, the system is not your daddy, your father is. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Fatherhood. That's what's popping. Adulthood, that's what's popping. Parenthood, that's what's popping. Child development, that's what's popping. Sugar free, that's what's popping. The West Coast, that's what's popping. Cat versus dog, that's what's popping. CDLs, that's what's popping. Nutty Block, that's what's popping. Too Much Game Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Uncle Dolomite, that's what's poppin'. Sugar Free is the Rider Slide, what's poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Hey, go to rewrite. This for the little homies that's growing up, looking up to negative niggas that they wanna be like. Free spit from the Hugh Hef crown. And if it ain't you, it's alright, step down. Block this. My mama raised me to not point a finger at her man and say he the reason I ain't got shit. We didn't create that gun. You do all these things good, homie, but you only gonna be great at one. We know them hoes wanna look. Don't be scared to put your nose in the book. Yeah, I go to school, homie. If you the only one in the family that's gonna be something, see something, set the bar these young. It could be you burying your own kid. It could be you getting life in the pen. And then you grow up, don't wanna jack and ride. Oh, look at little Johnny, now he got him a job.
This game
is not for you. I'd rather hear my kids knock knock jokes or watch Gumball and answer their crazy questions having a YouTube ball.
This game
is not for you. Your number one star player, cause they gon' learn from you.
And do what you do.
Oh man, used to wanna be like my uncles driving Chevys El Caminos. Now I'm an East Quail Drive Los Padrino. You know how many times I want to hit that wall and run through the golf course?
And they
thought about it every day, y'all. I wasn't a good dope dealer, always got caught. The homie was a passenger, but his gun was my fault. You think he loved me enough to put some money on my books?
Hell nah.
He fucked my baby mama, then he shook. Yeah, I push my ballpoint pen thing fly. My kids will never say,
daddy, your friend came by.
My daughter knows she not a bitch. She know how to cock the nine. She know her daddy got gang. She know how to use her mind. She know that school is important. So she know what bright is. She know her history, Pete. So she know what white is. So she'll never be up there on a 3-yard. Cause she's smart, not a retard.
This game
is not for you. I'd rather hear my kids knock knock jokes or watch Gumball and answer their crazy questions having a YouTube ball.
This game
is not for you.
To
carry your number one star player, cause they gon' learn from you.
And do what you do.
Honor thy mother and thy father, and your days will be longer on this earth. Little mama, just as your daddy locked up, that don't mean you gotta be shaking your ass on no Instagram.
What's up, homie?
Where's my dick?
Man, I just got up here, just left the hatch. Be dog, man, when they gonna feed us?
Nigga, I heard, nigga. Hey, shit, been tripping up here, nigga.
Is that right?
Yeah, CO's tripping too, but don't even trip, my nigga.
Damn.
We all good, nigga, but it's going in.
Okay, man, they finna feed us right now?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I need my pictures and my grease and my cosmetics, cuz.
Now, this is what pimping supposed to be. He said, maybe for you, but not for me. He got a girlfriend and he loves her so, but I got a prostitute and I love my hoe. Maybe for you, but not for me. Hoes get paid, but bitches fuck for free. I wanna tell just the city I can flow.
bitch, you better tell your boyfriend what to do, cause I'll start to taste right out your mind. Real players know what I'm talking about. West Coast to pill or not to pill. He said what's easy for me is confusing to him. It's like talking astrophysics to an old rhino too drunk to listen. Now your ass wandering like a motherfucker. We beat the rap like he beat the sucker. Almighty dollar, root of all evil. I got to have it like everyday people. Now this is what pimping toast to be. He said maybe for you but not for me. He got a girlfriend and he loves her so. But I got a prostitute and I love my hoe. Maybe for you but not for me. Hoes get paid but bitches fuck for free. Come on, I tell this the city I come from. If you a trick, a bitch will blow you down.
They couldn't teach me the game was me. Not to mention my hustle philosophies. I know a bomb, little hoodie, I'm fucking for free. I chewed off her ear, now she out fucking for me. Stretch marks and bullet wounds with silicone. Tattooed on her tits and she don't live at home. But when we talking for her, but not for you. It could be counted for thoughts, shots, and truth. And once you get her, you got her, she's locked in you. It's a good game and the shit could do a lot for you. The homies ask me how I get them to do what they do. Well, I don't know, I just tell them and they follow suit.
Just because you know she's buzzing. Tone. Got it cracking to the break of dawn. My nigga Vince wreck a microphone. Come on, I'm each more walking on the
song. Hey, hey, guess what? Hey, I heard sugar free at the yard, homie.
Oh, is that right, Vince?
Hey, homie, we gotta get out of bounds. You know what's up, bro?
Hey, yo, man, you know a lot about these things. He's cool, so you know, but you know how it is, homie. It goes down how it is, homie.
Hey. I know, you mean, a lot of Rasa goes to the show and shit, but you gotta check him out, dog, you mean? You might have to get out of him real quick.
Now this is what pimpin' supposed to be. He said maybe for you, but not for me. He got a girlfriend and he loves her so. But I got a prostitute and I love my hoe. Maybe for you, but not for me. Hoes get paid, but bitches fuck for free.
That was Sugar Free with Maybe For Me And Not For You off the Lick My Finger album. And The Game Not For You from the Resurrection album. Go stream both of Sugar Free's albums, available on all streaming platforms. If you would like to support the Riders Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live podcast merch store. And our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the link tree as well. So hit up linktree/RODES. Thank you. Okay, we got a special guest in the building by the name of Uncle Dolomite. He's the host of the Toxic Bible Study, one half of Cat vs. Dog, and sole proprietor of the Too Much Game podcast. Introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. Like he said, this is Uncle Dolomite, host of the Too Much Game podcast, and a host of other bunch of shit.
That's what's up. So who is Uncle Dolomite, and what got you into podcasting?
Who am I? Deuce and Brownie's daddy, truck driver, overall cool ass nigga from Compton. What got me into podcasting? I just was a shit talker my whole life. So pretty much it was one of them things that I knew eventually I was going to get into. And, you know, I ran into the super producer and he was the one who pretty much, you know, gave me the push that I needed to get all the way into the game. You know, he was the one who pretty much lined me up with, you know, the show that I ended up doing, which was Cat vs. Dog, because he was the creator of that. So we started recording at his house, and then I came up with the Too Much Game podcast on my own because I was like, I got a lot more to say and I think I need to be by myself to say it. So that's kind of how I ended up doing, you know, my own thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of why I do my own
solo podcast is because of my work ethic, you know?
Yeah.
So like, what are some of the challenges doing it solo as opposed to having a co-host?
I just think personally, it's just a lot easier to be talking to another person. Like having somebody to bounce off of when you say certain shit and having that immediate feedback, it's a lot easier to, you know, like feed off of another person's energy. When it's just you, it's literally just you. It's like whatever ideas it is, I have to come up with them. Whatever topic it is, I have to come up with it. You know, if I get stale or stagnant in my thought process, I got to be the one to fix it. Like, there's nobody to save you if you fucking up or if you falling off the rails. So I think really, like, that's the thing. Like, not having any help when your creativity slows down. I think that's the biggest challenge to me.
Hey, I salute you for that because I feel the same way sometimes. But you know how it is. You got to work it out.
Yeah, it's like you got to punch through that shit.
Yeah, you got to punch through it. So after you tell me the meaning behind the Too Much Game podcast, I created an acronym for the game on Too Much Game. God's Anointed Messenger for Everybody.
That's dope.
Because I could feel every episode and the people that be chiming in on Instagram and everybody, they can feel you, you know? So that's my gift to you.
Yeah, I like that shit. That shit sound like a dope-ass t-shirt.
Hey, go ahead. I'll be the first one to cop one. Everybody get y'all some Too Much Game merch. So yeah, what's definitely behind the name of the podcast?
Like, realistically, we used to do like test runs for Cat versus Dog. Like, it was kind of like a, I guess you would call them pilot episodes, just to see if me and my co-host had the chemistry for us to have a show. So even though we was only doing them in a scenario where they wasn't supposed to be released, I was going live on Facebook in order for people to be able to hear like a preview of what we was going to be doing. So one of my homeboys was hearing, you know, how we was doing on the show. And he was like, man, you got to watch out, dude. You giving too much game on that show. And I was like, I think that's going to be the name of my show when I have my own show. I'm just going to call it Too Much Game. And it was also a line by E-40 in a song called One More Game that I always loved. So it was kind of like it just seemed like it was meant to be. And just, you know, the show itself is, you know, it's a whole lot of game involved. So it's like, this is more game than you're going to get on 99% of fucking podcasts out here. So it's too much game.
It's definitely necessary, too. So what's some game you'll give a new podcaster coming into these podcast streets?
The same thing I say to every single podcaster that ever asks me for advice. If you're not willing to do it for free, don't do it. Like, if you're not willing to, if you think that you're going to do this as some type of cash grab, don't do it. Like, there's money to be made. Don't get me wrong. There's people that are doing this at a high level when they're making considerable amounts of money. But that's a very small minority. If you're not doing this for the passion of it, you might as well get out of the game, just like rap or any other thing that you go into. Like, if you're not willing to do your craft because you enjoy the craft, quit.
Hey, don't get no clearer than that. So what's something you would advise them not to do?
Copy people. Like, don't get into the space where you're listening to other podcasts for too much inspiration. Like, you have to always stay in touch with your own voice. Like, as much as I listen to other podcasters, I not enjoy the shows of other podcasters, I do my best not to get into a situation where I'm sounding like another person. You know, because if you listen to too many other podcasts, you're going to catch yourself not even copying them on purpose.
It's unconsciously.
Exactly. Like, you subconsciously, like, damn, that was King Germ's joke. Oh, damn, that Rodas had a whole episode about that shit. You know, because, like, you know, just like when me and you, we both did, which one of them shows did we both do that was real similar? They had the same title, but it wasn't the same, shit, I think it was like The Bitch and You. Like, it was, you know, my episode was real similar to that. And it was like, I don't think I heard The Bitch and You, but after I heard it, because yours came out first. But after I, you know, played it, I was like, yeah, nigga, we damn near did the same show.
Right, but hey, that's a compliment for me. No harm, no foul. Great minds think alike sometimes.
Yeah.
You know. All right, you want to have a little fun?
Always.
All right, if you can make the perfect woman, right? Mm-hmm. And you could take 5 attributes from any woman, dead or alive. Who are the women you taking them from, and what would they be?
Damn. Everything from Jill Scott.
Okay.
But no, like, for real, I don't know. It's so much from Jill Scott that I like, though, on some real shit. Like, you know, not even to be, you know, jokey about that shit. Like,
we all know she fine.
Exactly. Like, Jill Scott is just, I don't know.
She the one.
Yeah, because, you know, she got them big titties. She got that real pretty smile. She got a real cool personality. I don't know what she looked like in the backyard, but I wouldn't imagine that it wouldn't be anything lacking back there.
I'm sure she would look good in a t-shirt.
Yeah. So that's something like, shit. She might have a whole 5, because, like, me personally, I'm a real big body dude. Like, I'm not into, you know, like, you can call it superficial all you want to, but if I'm not sexually attracted, I'm not attracted at all.
Hey, that's your choice. That's your preference. You entitled to it.
Yeah, and then, you know, she got a real cool vibe, like, personality, because I'm real big on that too. Like, if we don't have chemistry, we don't got nothing. I can't fuck with a person that I can't, like, enjoy outside of dates. Like, she seemed like she'd be real cool just sitting in the living room watching TV.
Yeah, that exactly.
Like, I need to be able to enjoy your company with us not doing shit. You know, just like the song, you know, a long walk in the park after dark. Like, nigga, I should be able to just take a walk with you and enjoy that. Like, nigga, I shouldn't have to take you to a restaurant or go-kart riding or, you know, I should be able to just chill. Like, we should be able to just sit in the living room with the TV off and enjoy each other's company. If we can't do that, I can't fuck with you.
Yeah, and she down to cook breakfast.
That too. Yeah, exactly. Like,
not that
you know,
we do it ourselves.
Yeah,
we don't have a problem with the selflessness.
And we saw what she did on stage with that microphone, because that's another, you know, part of the puzzle that I thoroughly enjoy. You know. You got to be a pleaser. Like, you know, you get on them knees and handle your bee's knees. I like that. So, yeah, I think everything Jill Scott got is the whole 5.
Okay. So, no losers. Jill is the pill, the spill.
Yeah. Jill got it all. Jill the perfect woman, dog.
Okay. You know what's next. Smash, pass, or dash. So you get 3 choices and you pick who you're going to smash, who you're going to pass to the one of the homies, and who you're going to dash on. So Jill Scott, Monique, and Jennifer Hudson.
I'm smashing Jennifer because, you know, I'm going to try to hold on to her. I'm going to pass Jennifer to the homie, because Jennifer is cool, but, you know, she ain't Jill. And Monique, I'm dashing, because, you know, she got that toxic gene.
Yeah,
I don't want her nowhere around.
Right. You can't even correct her if she about to get hit by a car or some shit.
Yeah, nigga, she with that extra shit.
Alright, Kiki Wyatt, Queen Latifah, and Mary J. Blige.
Definitely smashing Mary J. Blige. Kiki Wyatt, I know she probably got that fire, but she stabbed niggas. So I'm passing Queen Latifah to the homie. Sorry, you're going to have to take that one for the team. But we got to run from Kiki because Kiki is crazy, crazy.
Okay. Raven Simone, the actress that played Precious, and Lizzo.
That's another one. I'm smashing Raven because she always been fine to me. Even though she crazy, she fine, so she can get hit. She gonna get hit and split, but she gonna get hit. I guess I'm gonna pass the homie Lizzo because, you know, all love and respect to Gabby Sidibe, but nah, I don't see nobody from my camp thinking that that's gonna be nothing worth touching and playing with. So, you know, shout out to Gabby Sidibe, but nah.
Already know. Okay. Let's get into the hood, fatherhood. You be on IG with your kids, teaching them, kicking it with them, having a good time. So I salute you for being a good father, and we're going to talk about the best hood, fatherhood. So what's the best thing about being a dad, Dolomite?
Just watching something that was created from me grow into something else. Like watching them get their own little personalities and like the similarities to me and also the things that are not like me. Like watching them turn into their own little people. Like the things that they didn't get from me or their mom. Like, oh, this right here, this is exclusively Deuce. He didn't get this from me. He didn't get this from his mom. This is completely him. Same with Brownie. Like, she's her own little person. And it's just fly to watch that and to be a part of the development of that.
I agree 100%. Wait till they get grown, Dolomite. When you first found out about being a dad, how did you feel? What was your reaction?
Excited.
Deuce coming.
I was excited. Because, like, I always wanted to be a father. Like, that was just one of my things in the life that I've lived. I've always wanted to be a dad. Like, I've always wanted to have those moments as a father to kick it with my, you know, my son. I didn't even want a daughter, honestly. I didn't want a daughter until Brownie came and I realized how cool having a daughter was.
Yeah. But,
you know, the initial news of knowing that I was going to be a father, I was excited because I planned on it.
Right.
Like, luckily, I didn't have a situation of, like, some baby mama shit. Like, you know, not to shit on people who didn't plan their kids, but, you know, the fact that that was what I wanted and that was how I wanted it. It was, like, the perfect scenario. So, it was pure excitement.
Okay. When you was a young father, like, who would you go to for advice or questions, you know, to help you being a first-time dad? Like, who was your role model or who cuffed you?
Honestly, like, there was nobody I really asked for advice from, but more who I would watch from afar and model how I did. Right. It was my cousin Max. Like, my cousin Max, two of his sons just got they associate's degrees, one from USC and the other one from Arizona State. They both play football for those two colleges. Like,
shout out to the Pac-10 and shout out to them.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like, just watching how he raised his kids, I was like, that's the type of father I want to be. Like, he wasn't too hard on them. You know, he wasn't pushing them too hard in no one direction. He just was that cool dad that, you know, they had their dreams and he helped them fulfill those dreams. And I was like, that's how I want to be as a dad. Like, real active and in their life, but not overbearing to the point where, you know, I was disliked by my kids.
Right. Okay. Here's a tough one, Dolomite. Are girls more challenging to raise or boys?
It's a tie. You know, like they have their own separate challenges. Like, you know, as a man, it seems like it will be easier to raise boys, but boys just be doing shit. Like, boys, you know, they have their ways. Like, they going to do some acrobatic bullshit that's going to land them in the fucking hospital. So, you know, it's difficult dealing with the shit boys do. Where girls, that's a whole different gender that you're dealing with. So, it has the challenge of you trying to figure out what it is to do the things that, you know, girls want to do. Tea parties and, you know, dancing and shit like that, like the music that little girls like to listen to, where, you know, with a boy, everything is your boy like I'm a boy, so we relate. But with a boy, you know, boys be doing shit that just have you scratching your fucking head. So
I already know
they both have their own little challenges, so I'd say that it's equal.
Okay, what's the best advice you would give a first-time parent?
Always put your kids first and yourself last. Like, the more that you focus on your job as being a parent, the better you'll be at it. Like, selfishness is the worst trait a parent could have. Like, it's not about you. It ain't about what you want for your kid. It's about what is best for your kid. Like, you might want your kid to be a doctor, but if your kid is artistically inclined and your kid wants to pursue art, you have to do what's best to get your kid into the lifestyle that'll make them the happiest and most well-adjusted. You know, even if you are to convince them that, okay, maybe you want to be in the medical field on the side while you do your art, but don't just completely dash your kid's dreams to the side, because your kid gonna end up resenting you, even if they become what you may think is a success.
Yeah, because when they grow up, they get an older mind and they know the time. You know, all the times that you take the route of being a parent and doing what's parentally right and nurturing for them, they're going to appreciate that when they get grown, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, all kids want their way if they could get it, but it's our job to do what's right, but not to do anything to, our job is to guide them.
Yeah. It's you aim them in the right direction, but you don't push them in the right direction.
You don't push them. Exactly. So, is there anything you would like to leave with the listeners of Riders Live?
Whatever you do, do the best you can at it. Like, always do your best to be your best, no matter what it is. Even if it's something that you consider to be a menial task, you know, even if it's folding boxes at work, you know, even if it's taking out the trash, cleaning up your living room. Always do the best that you can to be your best. Like, even if you just making up your bed in the morning, like, try to make your bed up to the point where it looks like a 5-star hotel when you walk back into your room. You always feel better when you know that you've done your best at anything, even if it's something that you consider to be a simple thing.
Exactly, because those are the building blocks of character and life.
Correct.
So, tell the people where they can reach you, when they can catch your show, and where they can get your merchandise.
You can Google the Too Much Game Podcast, T-O-O Much Game Podcast. It'll pop up. I'm on all streaming platforms, including YouTube. I usually record my shows Sunday afternoons, you know, Southern California time, around like 2:30, 3 o'clock, somewhere in that area. I can't really put a time on it because just like in this episode, I'm an active father. So depending on what goes on with my kids, sometimes the show might be a little earlier. Sometimes the show might be a little later. But, you know, stay involved around Sunday afternoons. It's live on YouTube. So you can go to youtube.com/TooMuchGamePodcast. Like, comment, you know, hit the subscribe and get the bell. You hit that bell on YouTube to get the notification so you get alerted when I go live on YouTube. If you follow me on social media, Instagram at Too Much Game Podcast. I'll be live going from the Too Much Game Podcast page on Instagram. My personal page is Uncle Dolomite. Twitter, you know, Uncle Dolomite and Too Much Game Pod. I'm not real active on Twitter, so you can follow me if you want to, if that's your thing. But get the merchandise at TooMuchGamePodcast.store. T-O-O MuchGamePodcast.store. You know, I try to put out some fly shit every now and then.
Yeah, Dolomite got some fly shit, you know. So everybody go out and cop a t-shirt, a hoodie, a mug, everything.
Absolutely.
So this has been another episode of Riders Live. Hey, Dolomite, thanks for coming through, bro. I appreciate you.
Man, shit, thanks for having me, dog.
Yeah, no problem.